Major retailers, you know, over time have frequently been accused of racially profiling, harassing, and illegally arresting black shoppers, and many have faced those claims in court. And right now, Nike is one of those companies that is dealing with that issue, and apparently it's across retail in general. To get a sense of kind of what this all means, we welcome Bloomberg Law reporter Maeve Alsup. So, Maeve, give us a sense of what is going on here as it relates to racial profiling in the retail space.
Sure. Yeah. So the lawsuit that you're referring to against Nike was filed earlier in June by Joel Stallworth and Tamaya Dickerson, a family in Southern California. And in their suit, you know, they describe being racially profiled, harassed, and then detained at a Nike store in Santa Monica, falsely accused of stealing a basketball. And, you know, they told me they decided to file suit earlier this month because the company really refused to engage with them over the last 12 months of what happened. And I spoke to several experts who said this is not just major retailers, though they do get the most publicity. And Susa Thomas, who's a legal professor at the University of Illinois, said that people of color are subject to daily discrimination in retailer stores across the country. And she says that for the most part, the reason we don't hear a lot about these suits is courts have ruled that that type of discrimination is legal. You know, the way that they interpret the laws that these cases are based on and are grounded on essentially says that that type of profiling, as long as people aren't prevented from making purchases, is allowed.
Wow, is allowed. So what have these companies historically done? Is this something they typically try to settle out of court? Do they acknowledge, you know, kind of their wrongdoing? How does it typically play out?
Yeah, so most of these do end up settling. Part of that, you know, to go back to what Thomas said, is that it's really hard to win on these federal civil rights claims, so they do end up settling. Mm-hmm. But Sean Gavanon, who's a criminal justice professor at Penn State University, who literally wrote a book on consumer racial profiling, he says those settlements are actually really key to getting access to data that's kind of hidden behind this wall, non-public data about what's happening within these stores. So he said a lot of settlements and discovery include uncovering that data to show how frequently these are happening at different retailers around the country.
Paul, a story to bring color to this, and I say this with immense respect for the grace of the Wellesley Hills Police Department after this disaster. I personally witnessed a good police force off of a bad tip take out the 21-year-old rookie of the Boston Celtics. His name was D. Brown. And I actually personally saw this.
Really?
Where they took him out of his car and put him on the ground. Hmm. This is a tangible thing. And for all of our good listeners, of whatever your makeup, if you witness this, it changes you. And I saw it, and I saw the grace of the Wellesley Hills Police Department afterwards. After that massive screw up, this was a few years ago, Paul.
Right.
30 years ago.
Right. Right. It's interesting, Maeve. You know, for the retailers here, I mean, it's obviously they need to think about how they interact with their consumers here. What have the retailers said how they generally perceive these issues?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of major companies are kind of being forced to the table on these issues. You know, a lot of people will remember Starbucks being forced to talk about discrimination in its stores after an incident in 2018 in Philadelphia. And Starbucks and others have said that they are retaining outside help to advise companies on diversifying workforces, training employees, engaging in active dialogues. And to go back to Mr. Gavanon, he said the most important place for companies to start is to really look at their own internal data, demographics of shoppers, demographics of arrests, and to identify patterns of discrimination in their internal data, whether they decide to release that publicly. He thinks that they should, but he said that's the most important place to start.
Maeve Alsup, thank you so much for this briefing on an important topic at hand.